My congratulations to you people for helping us keep that dream alive of traveling in space. It's the only dream that I pay attention to anymore, is making sure we don't lose focus on the fact that this country, this world needs to continue to explore space for peaceful purposes. And I emphasize peaceful purposes because I never want to hear of an astronaut or a cosmonaut going into space with a sidearm. Let's hope that never happens in our lifetime. I want to give you a quick look at the early days of space travel. I'm not going to go into the shuttle program. This is basically Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo. I dealt with the Mercury astronauts, which was an interesting experience, I might add, and I'll talk about that a little bit. And we picked those guys in those early years, Shepard and Shirov and Glenn. We found out real quickly that they knew nothing about rocks. Geology was something that they didn't think was actually to be concerned about because they were fighter pilots and test pilots. So what did we do? We took them out in the desert in New Mexico, and we basically gave them geology 101. And we're out there in the middle of the desert, and in those days, NASA never did anything small. We had generators running in the background. We had portable dormitories, had suit technicians, the doctors, geologists, and in the middle of about 50 people in this circle were these two guys, suited up, completely suited up in moonwalking suits. We've been out there, and the second day, a tribe of Indians arrived. And the guy in charge of the test program said, "Buckby, today you are in charge of Indians." So I go out to engage and meet the young buck who's leading the tribe. Turns out that we are on the edge of their reservation, and he wanted to know what I was doing. And I said, "We are from the government," which was a mistake. Then I said, "We're also from NASA, and we're here, and we're training these two men to go to the moon," and pointed to the moon. He looked at me, and he looked at the astronauts and said, "We'd like to return tomorrow and bring our chief to meet the astronauts. Is that possible?" I said, "Yes, sir." Sure enough, the next morning, tribe's returning. Riding in front is a gentleman with full battle dress, carried a spear, war paint, obviously the chief. They dismount. We introduce ourselves, take the chief over, introduce him to the two astronauts, have some pictures taken, and we're about to have them break up, and we were going to go about our testing. And just as we're about to break up, the chief reaches into a pouch and pulls out a cassette and hands it to one of the astronauts and said, through the young buck who was translating, "Would you take this to the moon?" And the astronaut said, "Yes, sir, we'd be happy to do that." They rode off into the sunset. We continued training. About 2 days later, we're back in Houston going through debriefing and unpacking, and somebody said, "Where's the chief's message?" We looked around, found it, found the machine, put it in, could not understand one word. It was in Navajo. So we sent the messenger out to find someone who could understand and speak Navajo, found the guy. He came in. He put the tape recorder in the machine, played it, and he burst out laughing. And we said, "What did the Indian chief say?" He said, "Dear moon people, beware of white man. That SOB will steal your land." True story. This is Shepard on the left and Shirov on the right. I'm in the middle. And we basically worked together from the day they became astronauts until they retired. The great thing about those two guys, they helped me create Space Camp. They believed in it, they contributed to it, and they made it work, both in Huntsville and in Florida. So I had a lot of contact with them over the years, and we actually invented the thing, the Real Space Cowboys, and they loved it. We used it frequently, and today I still have some buddies who are in that category, but those are the two guys that really got us off the ground. We wrote this book called The Real Space Cowboys, which most of it is true. My part certainly is true. I can't always be sure about what their stories are, but it was basically the story of the early days of the Mercury astronauts. And in my career, I basically touched every one of those missions you see on that chart. There were actually 32 missions about 44 astronauts from 1961 through 1975. I was either involved at the Cape in Houston, Huntsville, either in the press area or welcoming them as they came back from their mission at our museum. So I had an interesting experience with Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo astronauts.